Hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center. We're going to do a quick meditation or just a kind of reset check-in for anxiety, because that seems to be something that's coming up quite a lot at the moment. And the thing with anxiety is it's not always very clear why you're feeling it. It could be as simple as picking up on environmental tensions. It could be hormonal. Could be completely out of your control. It could have nothing to do with your mind and what you're thinking at all. Or it might be, and this I think is the most common, is a very slow upgrading of tension that happens over time. And so you don't necessarily notice it. It's like that idea of boiling a frog. You just turn up the temperature little by little by little. And so what we refer to is kind of how you are feeling within your body from a 1 to 10. And if you notice that over time you're slowly creeping up to a 3, a 4, a 5, then during the day when you have a lot of things that are going on, or maybe you go to bed quite stressed, and then when you wake up, you haven't quite reset because all through the night your mind is still churning, or if you're struggling to sleep. So the mind doesn't shut off. And then over time, what you're going to find is your anxiety levels start to creep up without a specific big trigger. It's a slow and steady incline up into a level of stress that you're operating at more and more on a daily basis without really recognizing it. So this very quick check-in is something that I encourage you to do if you're struggling with anxiety, with high stress levels, to check in many times during the day. Because let's say you're waking up at a 7 already, then it's not going to take a lot to push you into a 10. Whereas on other days, if you're waking up at a 4 or a 5, then the same 3-point shift is not going to set you off as badly as if you've already waking up as a 7. So this idea is that we try and reduce our scale so that when you first check in with this exercise, just give yourself a rating. And then just notice during the day, does your rating go up? Does it go down? Is it different on different days? And the aim is not to get annoyed with yourself when you wake up a 7. Okay. The idea is to recognize, oh, I've woken up as a 7. So I should really work a little bit at reducing it down to a 6 or a 5 before I get up and go on my day, or just to recognize that you are waking up into quite a high stress feeling, so that you can be mindful of that. And then throughout the day, you're doing your best to bring those levels down. So it's not so much about trying to figure out, why am I anxious? Why is this happening to me? Like, how do I make it go away? It's more about acknowledging and becoming aware of the level of stress that you're holding in your body, so that you can do little steps to bring it down. And this is something, as you know, Reiki is amazing for, because it's such a good tool. But then for many of us, we only tend to use Reiki, say, once a day when we wake up or when we go to bed and we have a little practice. Some of us only practice once a week or less. And so this is about quick 5, 10 minutes just with yourself several times a day. So you could check in the morning for 5 minutes, you could check in around lunchtime, you could check in later on, or you could just be checking in many times during the day just for 1 or 2 minutes. And what happens is you start to get more and more aware of how your body's feeling so that you can then regulate it better. So, very simple. We just start off with bringing hands in Garsho, prayer pose in front of the heart center. And if you're out and about, if you're sitting on the tube, if you're sitting on a bus, if you're, whatever, in a at work, you don't have to do the Garsho thing, right? You can just put your hand on your set heart center, or you could just put your hands in your lap. That's also fine. But we're just going to start off bringing hands in Garsho in front of our heart center, and you're just going to close your eyes. And we start off checking in. So right now, if you were to give yourself a score between 1 and 10, so 1 is totally chill, not much going on in the mind, body's relaxed, and 10 is feeling extremely anxious, erratic thoughts, lots of thoughts, overwhelm. Okay, so somewhere on that line of total overwhelm all the way down to complete peace and harmony, and give yourself a score. So you're just feeling in, taking a few breaths, Where's the tension in the body? How busy is your mind? And you're not judging the score you give yourself, you're just noticing. Okay. And then once you have that score, you're just going to bring your attention up to the top of the crown, the top of the head. And with your eyes closed, you're just going to visualize a thousand-petaled lotus. So a beautiful lotus flower opening right at the crown of your head. And as you breathe in, you're inviting the Reiki attunement into your heart center. So you visualize and you imagine energy. You could make it a color, a golden energy, a purple, a green, pink, whatever you want, white light. Breathing in all the way down into the heart center, and every exhale, all the way down and around your body. Down the arms into your hands and fingers. You might notice your fingers start to tingle or your palms start to heat up. And that's just showing you that there is a Reiki activation happening. And if you don't feel anything, don't worry about that either. And then you're going to bring your hands crisscross around your heart center. So crisscross like this. And then we're just going to stay here with the heart center. And you're breathing into your hands. So you're breathing into your chest, but also allowing that breath to go all the way down into the belly as well. But your focus is in the area underneath your hands. And again, if you're sensitive to Reiki, you might notice that your hands are heating up, that your chest is heating up. And all you're doing is you're just resonating, breathing in. As if you're expanding that energy all the way through your chest, through your heart center. And then you're going to bring your top hand down under the belly button, so right down on the belly itself. So you're resting your hand. If you're sitting in a chair, you're resting your hand just along the thighs. But your palms are facing inwards. So now you have one hand over the heart center and you have one hand way down on your belly. Now, if you feel your anxiety is slightly higher up, so for a lot of people, they feel a knot under the ribs around the solar plexus, then you could place your hands there instead. So wherever you feel, if you're noticing that anxiety is in the stomach area, in the tummy, in the belly, then you put your hand wherever you notice the most sensations, the most tightness. And you're going to bring your focus into the belly. So you're breathing into the belly now. And just see if you can notice any difference. So the heart center might be calmer than the belly, or the belly might be calmer than the heart center. So you're just checking in if you notice any incongruence around the heart versus the belly. And then you're intending a harmony to take place. So you're just inviting the breath into the belly, then up into the chest. And you're noticing the hands, and you're inviting a resonance or a balance between the two hands. You're inviting your body to start to even out. And just seeing if you can lengthen the breath, deepen it, so that it goes all the way down into the belly, all the way up, rolling up into the chest. And then rolling back down again on the exhale. So as you inhale, you notice the belly all the way up into the ribs, all the way up into the chest. And then on the exhale, all the way back down again. And don't worry if the sensations become stronger. Don't worry if the belly or the tightness around the body or the anxiety amps up. Don't worry about any of that. But do your best not to think about it. So we're not analyzing the anxiety. We're simply noticing the sensations in the body. Might be a feeling of tightness, might be a sense of breathlessness, might be very busy thoughts, but we're not paying much attention to what those thoughts are. We're not trying to analyze anything. We're just being with the hands and inviting a sense of balance through the body. We're not trying to force anything, not trying to make anything different. It's simply an invitation, very gentle invitation with compassion, with self-care. And just seeing with every exhale, you can relax the shoulders, relax the face. And as you keep doing this, you might notice the hands start to come into a sense of balance or a certain rhythm. And just being with that. When you're doing this during the day, you're just checking in, and you can do this as long or as short as you like. Like we've just been going about 5 minutes at the moment. You could go longer, you could extend it into 10 minutes, you could set a timer for 15 minutes and just sit with yourself and breathe. And then bringing your hands back into Garsho prayer pose around the heart center. Just taking a few really nice integrating breaths here. And as you come back into Garsho, just checking in again. On that scale of 1 to 10, have you brought it down? 1, 2, 3. And then, whenever you're ready, releasing your hands. And so, hopefully, you've noticed that you were able to bring that scale down, even if it's just 1 point, and you're doing this several times during the day. What you'll start to notice is that you can start to manage the base rate of your anxiety. So, if you're waking up a 7, then clearly you have a lot less capacity than if you're waking up a 5. So, ongoing, it's about trying to regulate your nervous system so that whenever you notice it's amping up, that you very gently bring it back down again. And at different times of our lives, we just do feel more anxious. And some of it is simply hormonal. For those of you who notice the moon cycle, some of us are really impacted by that. And some of us are really impacted by the environment around us, the people we're with, the job we do, the time of the year. I mean, there's so many things that it might not really be in your thinking control. So worrying about why you're worrying is not necessarily that helpful. And oftentimes when you do it with a body or somatic exercise, and you just very gently lower your levels and just accept that at certain times we feel a lot of anxiety in our lives, but we can be mindful of it and we can bring it down. Because if you imagine, if you're working on bringing your level of tension in the body down to a 3 or a 4 or 5, then when you have these moments where the anxiety starts to amp up, there's a lot more capacity in the system. So it makes sense, right? And you can be doing this beautifully with Reiki, just inviting the Reiki to come in, inviting the Reiki to help you balance. And if you do this several times a day, so this isn't just something to do when you feel super anxious, because the chances are, if you're feeling super anxious, the rest of the day you're feeling a little bit anxious. So ideally, we want to lower that level of anxiety so that during the day it's a moderate, if not small level. And so then there's more space, there's more capacity, there's more resilience. And that's just a better way to go long term. So always be working on your stress levels and be working on creating balance and harmony in those moments where you feel balanced and harmonious. Don't wait for it to get to crisis level before you start using any of these tools. These are ongoing tools to be using. Like diet, like exercise, right? It's an ongoing process of looking after yourself and self-care. And anxiety is no different from muscles and diet and exercise and all the rest of it. Okay, so anyway, hope that was helpful, and take care. Thank you. Bye.